Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebewing. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure? A Bay County man has been ordered to pay $575 fine after being found guilty of interfering with a public safety drone operation. 55-year-old Ray Rocha of Bay City also received a one-day jail sentence, which was credited as time already served. The case arose from a November 2024 incident during a Bay County Sheriff's Office search for criminal suspects using an unmanned aircraft. Prosecutors said Rocha flew his own drone in the area while live streaming the activity, disrupting the law enforcement operation. A jury convicted Rocha on the misdemeanor charge in May. Following the verdict, his attorney argued the actions were protected by the First and 14th Amendments and contended the decision could have broader implications for civilian drone operators. And a plea agreement has been reached in a high-profile Michigan embezzlement case involving the wife of former House Speaker Lee Chatfield. 38-year-old Stephanie Chatfield admitted guilt to a single felony count of embezzlement involving $200 to $1,000 from a nonprofit organization. Under the agreement, she is expected to receive probation and the conviction will be dismissed if she successfully completes its terms. Prosecutors will also drop two additional embezzlement charges involving larger amounts. Sentencing is scheduled for July 20th in Lansing. Court documents indicate no restitution will be required because the nonprofit known as the Peninsula Fund is no longer in existence. Stephanie and Lee Chatfield are both charged in 2024. Lee Chatfield continues to face 15 criminal counts and is currently scheduled to stand trial in September. And when we come back from the Sure Health sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
The Sure Summer Celebration is this Friday. So clear your schedules, grab your lawn chairs, and pack a cooler, because there's something for everyone at the Pigeon Recreational Park this Friday. There'll be food trucks, live music, bounce houses, and fireworks, and the forecast is looking great. Not too hot, not too cold, and all the free entertainment you can handle. We'll have four food trucks on site with Angry Gingers, The Coney Guys, Savory Street, and Extreme Freeze, all available for purchase starting at 5 p.m. For the kids, we'll be closing down the street for some of the biggest bounce houses you've ever seen. Live music starring Stone Street Revival starts at 6:30, and you can dance the night away, and then we'll light up the night sky with a spectacular fireworks display. So tell your friends, bring your family, and come out and enjoy a beautiful night of free entertainment at the Pigeon Recreational Park. It's all part of the Sure Summer Celebration this Friday, June 19th. For more details, go to sure.org, and we'll see you this Friday for the Sure Summer Celebration. Are you sure?
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, authorities in Montcalm County are investigating a late-night multi-vehicle crash that claimed the lives of two 17-year-olds and left a Saginaw woman injured. The collision happened shortly after 11 p.m. Thursday on M16 near Derby Road, east of Six Lakes. Michigan State Police say a westbound Chevrolet Cruze carrying the two teenagers was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by a 49-year-old Granville man. Investigators say the impact sent the Cruze spinning into oncoming traffic, where it was hit by an eastbound Ford F-150 and then by a Chevrolet Traverse. The F-150 and the Traverse were being driven separately by a husband and wife from Saginaw as they traveled home. The woman driving the Traverse was hospitalized with injuries that have not been disclosed. Both teenagers in the Cruze died at the scene. State police say alcohol is believed to have been a contributing factor in the crash, and the investigation remains ongoing. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sure Family Pharmacy, with four convenient locations to serve you in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Put your trust in your local pharmacist at Sure Family Pharmacy. Are you sure?